My spouse was, sure. 8 years from, he was 61 when he died. 61.
And his religion?
Baptist.
And his occupation?
Plumber. Incidentally, he was a master plumber, having served an apprenticeship under a master plumber. People don't know much about that now.
More than a trade, it was a real
profession. Oh, it's a profession, yes.
His education?
He went through the seventh grade here in Lawrence County. I don't know which school, but... Well, the school has been closed down and done away, and I have forgotten the name of it.
And his social contacts were largely the church.
Not altogether church affairs. He was just one of the boys. He was a mason.
Is he a mason?
And
does he belong to any of the businessmen's organizations here?
No, he was not an organization man. He was rather much of a rebel. A caveman.
I see.
He was the only one of his kind.
And his place of birth was also in Lawrence
County? Lawrence County.
And his ancestry?
They came from over, some of them from Lawrence, Twiggs, and what county is Wrightsville in? Let me see. And over here close to Wrightsville. I can't think what county that is right now.
They all came from this area. This is the kind of question that we're interested in. What do you call the latter part of, as far as linguistic emphasis is concerned, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.?
You talking about twilight? No, the twilight is a little bit later than that.
Uh-huh.
We just call that our afternoon.
Afternoon. And what do you call the time of day when the sun first gets up?
Well, we either call it sunrise or morning, according to what fits our mood.
Sunrise, just morning.
Uh-huh.
All right. And the time of day when the sun disappears?
The act of disappearing is twilight. And after that is evening.
And do you have any reference to the sun, like sunset?
Well, twilight or sunset. Mm-hmm.
Or sundown?
Sundown we use.
But your preference should be twilight.
Well, that again is to whom we are talking and about what we are talking. Well,
this is interesting. To whom you're
in
talking.
In other words, words have a very keen distinction. Their connotation is strictly their own, and you can't swap places with too many words.
Mm-hmm. Would you give me an example of how would you use sunset?
If the sun sets red, ye say, tomorrow shall be fair.
I see. otherwise, you just casually say it's twilight. It must be getting near 9 o'clock or something like that.
Well, twilight is that time that the mother hens always cluck and try to get their biddies in, and the roosters too. And it is time to quit the occupation of the day and come into the joys and sorrows and duties and privileges of the night.
I see.